Welcome to the HS Innkeepers Podcast. We're glad you found your way here.
And welcome to the Innkeepers Podcast. We are a podcast for innkeepers covering Hearthstone's fireside gatherings. With insight and information, we hope all of our fellow innkeepers find useful. I'm Avantes from Knoxville, Tennessee.
I am Root from Orlando, Florida.
And I am Illyri from Halifax in Nova Scotia, Canada.
Coming up here in episode number 29 of the Innkeepers Podcast, we have our normal amount, or maybe even more of our normal amount, of news, shares, and spotlights. We have our new Innkeeper announcements and introductions, and we have some information about what the new features in Hearthstone mean to Fireside Gatherings.
That's right, and don't forget, for all of your Hearthstone Innkeeper needs, check out the official Blizzard site, firesidegatherings.com, and also check out the community resource website at hsinnkeepers.com. You'll find so many resources made by Innkeepers for Innkeepers there. A lot of new Witchwood stuff is on there. A lot of the side events that we highlighted a couple of episodes, they have been added to the website. So check out hsinnkeepers.com for that.
That's right, and here we are, episode number 29, and in our show notes, it says play transition music here, and eventually we will have transition music there.
I know. I like that we keep it in there. I thought I sent you some.
I will get you some. I will.
Eventually,
I'll
just swing hammer our way through.
So, all right.
I could just do it from here next week.
On to the news. There you go. So, hot off the presses, if you guys have not heard, Shudderwalk updates are incoming. So, make sure you share with this information with your community if they have not heard. In a future update, Blizzard will be doubling the animation speed of Shudderwalk's battle cry, and they will cap the amount of battle cries Shudderwalk can reproduce at 20. They will also be speeding up the animation of Life Drinker. So this should help with to eliminate the 9, 10, 20-minute turns you were seeing from people like Toast and others who like to go out and just meme it up. You know, this should eliminate that and get the game back to normal speed, hopefully.
Yeah, we had some ridiculous shutter walks at our fireside gathering this past weekend, and we had some ridiculous shutter walks in that one.
Yeah. So, also, if you guys haven't heard since the last time we recorded, there have been a couple of minor changes at Blizzard.
There's just some job openings.
Yeah. There's a couple of job openings. If you hadn't heard, game director Ben Brode announced he is leaving the company, and so did Hamilton Chu, who has been on the Hearthstone team for a really long time. And there's been a lot of great salutes to Ben on Twitter.
Flannels for Brode, I think.
Yes, hashtag flannels for Brode.
Yeah. And I suggested we wear flannel, but y'all don't have flannel.
I don't have flannel.
I live in Florida. Hello.
You know what you guys are getting for next Christmas?
It better not be flannel.
At least it won't be coal.
I don't know. So some changes coming to Team 5. It's important to remember that, you know, while everybody was kind of shocked and upset about it, that Team 5 is a large group. It's more than one person. While Ben was the face of Team 5, there are a lot of fantastic people on that team who will continue to carry the Hearthstone vision forward. And we're going to have a great time going forward with the guys that are there. They're always bringing in more amazing talent to that team.
So. Yeah. So refresh my memory. Who was the guy right after Ben did it? The second guy.
Hamilton Chu.
Yeah. So the guy who totally hashtag me too'd it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was totally. Well, he didn't really. I mean, he hashtagged me too in IRL.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Like, oh, yeah, Ben's quitting? Well, me too.
It's a bit suspicious because it's very, I don't know, it's a conspicuous time for them both to leave.
Well, there's.
Hey, you leave when it's up. I mean, yeah. they both have the best. This is the time to leave. New expansion just got launched, which means that there's. You know, they're going to worry about those fires we put out first before they get into development of the next development cycle launches. Right. Perfect time to lose leave, because if you wait, now you're going to get entangled into the next development cycle, and you don't want to so good timing. Best of luck to both of them. I don't know if the other guy's going to follow Ben. Last I read something, Ben's going to be starting his own business. Fantastic.
I'd heard was he and a friend are starting a company, but those are just rumors, and I try not to spread rumors until I know.
Well, said that in his thing.
Yeah, in his farewell. Yeah.
Yeah, so it is level happening, and I am 100% buying whatever game his company makes for sure.
Just remember, when can't believe I just drew a blank on the guy's name. Oh well. It's been that long. From Blizzard, the guy.
Chris Metzen.
Who?
Metzen?
Chris Metzen. Yeah, when Metzen left, everybody freaked out, lost their collective stuff. And then they've put out some amazing content since then. And all I'm saying is it's not a single person, and Avanti's already said it, it's not a single person who makes the team. It's the team who makes the team.
Exactly.
So we're all fine. We're all good. We're here. So.
That's right. You guys have us. It'll be okay. All right. And it looks like the Witchwood launch kits are all gone. The campaign is no longer showing up for Innkeepers now, I guess. Is that what we're hearing?
That's the rumor. I say rumor. That was just posted on the Innkeeper Discord very recently tonight. So I guess it's not officially established or confirmed, but it is looking like that, and I wouldn't be surprised. Quite a few people are running Fireside stuff, and people, with the Innkeeper Discord, as soon as that campaign's up, everyone knows. So I know a lot of people are trying to get in on that. Definitely try, but if you don't see the campaign, that is why. It looks like the kits are gone.
Okay. Just a couple of reminders. We've talked about this the last couple of weeks. We're going to keep hammering it home, so you guys remember, Season 2 Tavern Hero Qualifiers are starting. May 6th through June 17th is the season. And you must apply 10 days in advance to host a Tavern Hero Qualifier. So if you're going to host one, the first day you're eligible, May the 6th, you have to schedule it this Friday, April 26th. So we've been reminding you every week, guys, get out there and get ready to start scheduling some Tavern Hero qualifiers. All right, Aliri, why don't you tell us about our top share of the week?
Well, I'm kind of sad because I don't think he is here in chat tonight. Maybe you are. Marsbad, if you're here, you are our community share of the week. Now, this was from, I think this was last Wednesday. And I immediately posted in our little Innkeeper podcast chat that we have, this is our share of the week. This is going to be just really fun to share with you guys. So what I will do is I will read his, it's his initial post, a couple of reactions from other Innkeepers. And then he actually posted kind of a review/update on how it went at his event. So I'll read it all through for you. So Marsped says, at my last Fireside, I created 3 trash decks and I labeled them Innkeeper Killers. Then had the Kill the Innkeeper Challenge where patrons could borrow one of my Innkeeper Killer decks. And if they won, I would buy them a non-alcoholic beverage.
That's water.
Not what, a drink. Then I would have the first 4 players that beat me do a quick round-robin deck-building challenge with a whole new set of rules using the deck-building challenge on hsinkeepers.com. If you have the HS Pints, it works even better. Just make the Nostormy winner drink their drink within 15 seconds. Marspad is from Calgary, Alberta in Canada. Roman from Minsk, Belarus said, sounds awesome. And Scott Bites Levy from Irvine, California said, that's a really good idea, Marspad. Gonna swipe it for my next event. Marspad posted today, one of the decks had Prince 2 drop, Prince 4 drop, Gray Man and Reno. So it's really, really bad, even Reno Warlock. Then I did a 35 golden legendary Pally. And the last deck, which is the one that people won with, was just a bunch of cards they never really see play. Win conditions were the Darkness, one Jade Idol, and the new legendary that replaces your hand with opponents. I highly recommend a sign-up sheet for this if you plan to run it as a side event at your fireside. So I just felt that was really detailed and a really fun new thing to bring to firesides, especially a couple of other things that we'll get to a bit later when we go into our main topic. Ideas that people are bringing in that are kind of Witchwood themed. You know, you could theme this kind of side activity around that. So thank you, Marspad, for sharing. And you are our highlight of the week. Congrats.
You win an award. Yeah, that was the chime, the dingle, dingle, dingle.
I've never heard a chime go dingle, dingle.
Just saying.
I don't know what kind of chimes y'all got in Florida.
They're not plaid is what they are.
I guess not. Rude. Why don't you tell us about our new Innkeeper Spotlight this week?
Absolutely. We've got a gentleman from Copenhagen, Denmark. It is Gunnadin. And he says, hi, y'all. I'm hosting my first Tavern Hero qualifier this year. Smile. And since it is with the new format, I wanted to ask if some of you could send me the awesome PDF that Nicole made with all the rules. Thanks. So do we have a Moobot exclamation point thing for that PDF?
No. No. You'll have to go over to the Innkeeper Discord to find it. Okay. I can definitely put one in for next week.
Welcome.
It is great to see. Yeah, welcome. And it's great
it is
to see
cool. Yeah, well met. Yes.
Looking for resources. So, because they're there. And we have the updates channel just for stuff like that.
We have better resources than Blizzard does. Well, we do. I'm not trying to say that as a dig. Don't take that as a dig.
It's a dig. It's okay.
our community just happens to be better than Blizzard's. That's all.
That is all. So we did have other people join the Discord server this week. So we want to say welcome to you all. But remember to post your intro and update your server nickname to include your location. And by doing that, you become verified in the server and you unlock access to all of the resource channels. So make sure if you are joining that you're going through just those couple steps and you get to benefit from all the amazing content in the server.
All right. Before we move on to the main topic, we have a little promo we're going to play for our friends over at Con Before the Storm. If you are unfamiliar with what that is, hang tight. We'll tell you more.
The hype for BlizzCon 2018 has begun, and so has our planning for this year's Con Before the Storm.
Con Before the Storm will bring together fans and content creators for all of Blizzard franchises once again at the Anaheim Hilton on November 1st.
This is the largest Blizzard community-built event, and it's made possible thanks to everyone who supports our Kickstarter campaign, which is now live at conbeforestorm.com.
Our initial funding goal is $13,500, and we're confident we can hit that goal with the community's help.
As always, we plan to include meet-and-greet opportunities with dozens of content creators, including artists, podcasters, Twitch streamers, esports personalities, and much more.
Returning fan favorites that are already confirmed for this year include badge artists Egg Dishes and Tepish, as well as the return of shirt and button designer Nadia Lee.
Finally, it wouldn't be Con Before the Storm without World of Podcasts, which will be celebrating its six-year anniversary.
However, our plans for World of Podcasts have grown, as have the costs to make it a reality, and we need your help to bring World of Podcasts back for its best year yet.
Get ready for a great night of podcasting content should we hit our stretch goal of $24,500.
To learn more about our plans, stretch goals, and backer rewards, go to conbeforestorm.com and follow at conbeforestorm on Twitter for ongoing updates. See you at BlizzCon.
All right, so if you want to hang out with some awesome content creators and some awesome Blizzard fans, it takes place 2 days before BlizzCon. So if you're going to be in the area, come hang out and have a good time.
Yeah, we really had a blast last year. Scott Bites was there. Maticus was there. Some other folks were there. They helped run the fireside gathering that we had at Con Before the Storm, because I got wrangled in to run a soundboard for World of Podcast. And, yeah, I really could not have done that without Scott and Maticus and the other guys. So that was really cool, and I really thanked them for making that happen. That was so cool. And that was just, like, right on the heels of our Innkeeper Summit. So I barely really even knew them, and they all jumped in, and it was so awesome.
Oh, my gosh. It's, like, not even been a year. It's almost. It's getting there. But, wow. Like,
that's right.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It feels like I've known, like, guys a lot longer.
I know. And it's like five ever.
Yeah. It's our five ever anniversary.
It's our five ever anniversary. All right, so let's talk about some of the changes that Witchwood is bringing to our taverns. So with the release of Witchwood. There are some additional in-game features that can be very beneficial to Fireside Gathering, like the Monster Hunt. And the Monster Hunt works a lot like our dungeon runs did. So what we've been doing is that our innkeeper or patron picks a random class, and we have set a timer. This is for the dungeon runs. Set a timer. At the end of the timer, we see who's ahead on the boss kills, and then we award those top people raffle tickets. So the Monster Hunt is going to be very much similar to that, where we time it and we see how far people get.
Yeah. With the dungeon runs, how I found it works pretty good in the past. With the Monster Hunt, you're not selecting from the classes, you're selecting right from four hunters, we call them. I think that's what they're calling them. Four characters. So what I find works well, because you also kind of don't necessarily want people being like pretty far into a run and then just sitting and I don't know. You want to keep it fun. So I'll usually tell everyone, I give them like a 2 to 5 minute heads up that we're going to be, you know, doing a dungeon run, and then I yell out a class, and then they have to start a dungeon run with that class. And then
we pick it out of a hat. I printed up some. Well, I lasered some coins with
fancy. I'm just like, rogue. I just yell it.
We actually use a one of the leather bags from Blizzard, and I lasered out some coins, and on one side it has our Florida Fireside logo, and the other side it has a class. And we'd walk that around, and we pick somebody at random and allow them to reach into the bag and pick out the class. And then they announce a class, and everybody boos, and then they go do it.
I love that. Not the booing. So, I love that kind of tactile interaction.
Yeah, so we'll do the same thing for Monster Hunt. We'll get the four heroes, whoever they are. We'll print them out and put them in another little bag and do that for it. Now, deck borrowing. Go ahead, sir.
Booing means you're doing it right.
You're doing it right. Yeah. Everyone's just like, not a priest, not again. No, so,
real quick, the Monster Hunt does come out
2 days from now, on 26th. So deck borrowing is phenomenal. I am one of those innkeepers that I don't have a lot of really cool decks. This is one of the first expansions that I've actually got enough of the cards to start building a better deck. But over the last couple of expansions, I didn't really keep up with it as an innkeeper. So there is a really bad innkeeper or fireside brawl that the innkeeper has to make a deck or something with their cards. And I'm like, I don't really have any. Up until now, I didn't really have any good cards. So that was not a good thing for me. However, deck borrowing allows players who have less cards, they can test out different decks. You borrow somebody else's deck. You log in, you challenge them. There's a little icon on the bottom that says borrow a deck. You borrow their deck, and then you get to challenge them with that deck. So this allows players also to test a deck against the net deck that they built. They might be able to say, hey, you know what? I wonder how I'm going to fight against this. And this is so-and-so's deck. I've got his deck list. I've made that deck. Now I want to fight somebody with it. So you can have a friend borrow that deck, and you can test against it. What we did is we had our patrons, and some other people have done this too. We had our patrons create a specific deck to challenge one another. This could be a popper deck or an odd deck or an even deck. You can be very creative in what you do. We heard about Marspad, which was defeat the innkeeper, where he created four decks and people got to pick those decks and then challenge him with those decks. what we did in our fireside was create, we had our patrons, we sent out an email and we hit it on our Discord. We had people to create the worst decks possible, as worst as they could possibly be. They labeled them worst. And then between one of the rounds in our Swiss tournament, everybody we randomized it. We got people's names on a list. They randomly challenged another player. You borrowed their worst deck. They borrowed your worst deck because the deck was actually named Worst Deck. And then they fought each other. They challenged each other. And so we had an interesting scenario happen. And I got some really good advice from Bytes after the fact. And this is one of the things I love about our Discord server is you get great advice. So one of the things that we had a couple tryhards. We had people who spent hours making the worst deck they could possibly make. And it really was the worst deck they could possibly make. These decks did zero damage. So we actually had one game that neither person could do damage to the other person. It went to complete fatigue. And the only way they had a winner was based on who went first, because that's the person who took the damaging blow.
Yeah.
So it was, and it kind of lost the spirit what I was going for the worst deck. I didn't mean like don't do any damage. I just meant like, you know, the jankiest deck. And these guys, they made the worst deck you could have in Hearthstone because you could do no damage. So it was really interesting. One of the things Bytes mentioned was not telling the folks what the deck build is going to be until the moment of the side event, where now it's a deck building challenge. You give them 5 minutes, 7 minutes, whatever it is, to build the worst deck that they can build, or the jankiest, or the funniest, or the memest, or whatever the case might be, and then they swap those decks with people. And that might be a lot more fun than having people spend 2 to 3 hours a night before a tournament to make the worst deck they could possibly make, when there's no prize involved. Everybody got a raffle ticket for being involved. So, yeah, to me, that part of it kind of lost the meaning of it. But it was still, man, I love the fact, like, I borrowed one of our persons. They had a phenomenal Murloc deck, and I borrowed it. And I was just like, oh, this thing is super fun. And so now I have a copy of that deck. So, you know, I didn't have it before. Now I do. Have you guys borrowed anybody's decks yet?
No.
I actually played against a friend online. But that was it. I was helping them test, and we just kind of swapped and played. It was a lot of fun. It's a really easy feature to use. So
I mean, basically your screen flashes and you have their deck selection, and you just go, oh, I'm gonna grab this one, and then you play.
So how long do you keep it for?
Just that round.
Just like, oh, you can play it against them.
Yeah, basically you play it against them. When you click borrow deck, it changes your deck screen and shows you theirs, and then just select which one you're gonna play.
And you're challenging them, you're not challenging another person. It's not like I can go, hey Avantis, can I borrow your deck because I'm gonna go play against Bytes. It's not like that. It is, if I am challenging Avantis, I can click on borrow. Avantis gets a pop-up that says, hey, Root's trying to borrow a deck, would you like to allow him to? And Avantis can say yes or no at that point. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It is great for newcomers. Like, we had a guy who, this was his first Fireside Gathering ever, and we're like, he didn't have a lot of cards, he didn't really know what was going on, didn't know anybody, didn't know anything. We're like, hey, check this out. Borrow this person's deck. They have a super aggro deck. It's a lot of fun to play. They just built it. This was one of our legend players. Borrowed his deck, did that. The guy's like, this game is a lot of fun. And they realized what the game could be versus what the game was currently for them. So that is, it's, when you look at the marketing aspect that Blizzard's done, and you show somebody the potential of the game that they have in their hand, and all they have to do is either play more or spend more money to get all the cards, you've told them what they can do, and it's phenomenal. It's a brilliant idea. Whoever came up with that for them is a brilliant idea.
It was the Innkeeper community years ago. For years, we've been saying, Blizzard, we need to have like open accounts so that players can play decks, pre-built decks, but I actually think that this is a way better solution.
But
I do think that the years of Blizzard, we need something like this, the Firesides, may have, you know, helped with the idea at least. And we see it in the Discord. People, Innkeepers are loving this for their Firesides, coming up with unique ways to use it.
I'm thinking at my next Fireside, I'm going to do an on-the-spot build a deck, but you know, it's to be like build a competitive deck, you know, something that you would play in a tournament. And then the rule is you and your opponent have to swap decks. You have to play the deck they built. They have to play the deck you built. Is that a thing? Can you do that?
Or yeah.
Is it just one way?
Yeah. No, no, it's absolutely that way. That is exactly okay. What we did with the worst. Yeah. We just had the worst. You could say, hey, build the best deck or build a meet, whatever you want to do. The problem you can run into there is if you tell someone to build a competitive deck and you realize that you look at their cards and you think to yourself, hey, you could have built a better deck than you built. So now you are limiting what you just did to this player. Yeah. So you got to be careful with that. And one of the patrons actually suggested that you build a deck, a competitive deck, and then you flip a coin to decide if you're going to play your deck or you and your opponent are going to switch.
Okay.
So that gives you, you know, you better build a deck that you can win with because you might be playing with it.
People love RNG.
Add more. So, but earlier you made a very good point because I remember a conversation that we had with Blizzard at the Innkeeper Summit, which they were talking about swapping computers. And we're like, yeah, no one's going to swap computers. And then they went, well, could someone just log into your account? No, we're not going to log into each other's accounts. And so there was no way around this, and this is what they've done. Because I remember them actually saying, well, what's wrong with borrowing somebody else's computer? Like, yeah, no.
Like, no, people don't like people touching their stuff. And Dalbear in chat, like, in Twitch chat, you go.
You go?
Okay, I'll go.
You go.
Dalbear in chat has said, I like using it with my kids since they always want to play me, but their collections are barely more than basic cards. They love it. So not only at out and about firesides, but just at home with your family. Yeah. Like maybe I'll get my dad playing, my sister, my nieces for sure. They'll be playing some Vidja games as soon as my sister lets me get them in front of a computer. Like, but
get them a quest deck, get them the Murloc quest deck or something that's really fun to play. And then, man, just watch them just go crazy with it. It's awesome. So we do have some other innkeepers from around the world who have also experienced this in their recent fireside gatherings. So, Illyri, why don't you take the first one here we have?
Sure. So first off, we have Andy Orlando Flores.
Yeah, that's Andrea. So, but
we'll go with it. It's not me. Their name. No, yeah, it is a different one. Sorry.
Yes, it is a different one.
Discord says Andy. It is. Yeah,
it is. Yeah, it's Andi. Yeah, they run the Cloak and Blaster here in Orlando. They're phenomenal folks.
Oh, awesome. So it is female Andy then. Correct?
Yes. Correct.
She has says, waiting to see how Monster Hunter works, but yes, we do competitive dungeon runs. Smiley face. For Witchwood, we created spooky-themed decks you had to win with against other players. I still love the werewolf idea for tournament side activity too, which we have covered before on the podcast. Ben's battle for Gilneas game was also perfect, which I'm not surprised. I'm definitely going to be doing that for my launch party. And then we also have The Radical from Columbus, and they said, today at my gathering, I plan to introduce the Adventure Companion to my patrons to see where it goes. Now, the Adventure Companion is like a D&D storyline adventure that Bytes made, which is also available. Actually, that and the Werewolf game, they're all available on hsinkeepers.com. So, to my patrons to see where it goes, he says. At my next gathering, I want to incorporate the Monster Hunt in the Adventure Companion, which I think Bytes was mentioning. He was working on expanding it a bit with the Monster Hunt. There's other great ideas coming from the Discord. So from all of us on the Innkeeper podcast, good luck and have fun. To all the Innkeepers trying something new at their fireside gatherings with the Witchwood expansion, we really hope to hear about all your adventures in the Discord server. It's really fun to see what everyone's coming up with. And then you can piece all the pieces together to make your own. I can't think of the word, the hunter, zombie beast. You can make your own fireside gathering of all these cool ideas everyone has, and you can kind of
put them together.
So yeah, good luck everyone.
But as Illyri said, please share those experiences with us. We really want to hear how it's going for you so that we can share your successes with others
and your failures. It's equally important. I think more people need to understand this. It is equally important for the community to hear what's not working. It might be even more important. If something like if I had heard someone tell me, hey, you know, this is what's going to happen with your worst deck. In fact, I think I did hear them like, oh, that's not going to happen. And then it did. But when you share your failures, people can either point out why it failed or they can learn from why it failed. And so your failure is just important. Like, hey, we tried this. It didn't really work for us. So that's also equally as important. Also, go look underneath the Fireside event pictures in the other Andy in Florida who runs a Cloak and Blaster here in town. She actually posted some event pictures that are really cool. They did a lot of really cool Witchwood theming for their event. It was very cool. Awkward silence.
Looking at the mic ceiling. Was muted.
All right. So we've kind of talked to you guys a little bit last week about how much fun we had doing the recent hop video contest.
Which, well, by the way, is still my favorite episode, I think. That was so fun. Thank you again, everyone who submitted. It was a lot of fun.
You cried in that episode.
That's right.
And I forgot about that.
You know, we that had so much fun episode. With it.
I cried.
We are going to do it again.
Well, we're doing another competition.
That's
not
right.
Necessarily a hot video.
Not necessarily a hot video, but another contest. And we'll be announcing that soon. So stay tuned. Blizzard soon. So stay tuned.
Blizzard soon. Yeah. I just want to make sure that what we're doing is going to be cool enough to be cool, you know, to pass the mustard.
That's right. So, all right. With that, that kind of wraps up episode 29, right?
Well, before we wrap this up.
before this raid wipes.
Yeah, before we no, Bites just shared a really good idea. So when you create your decks that you want people to borrow, don't name them worst or bad, or just give them numbers. And you have one or two of them could be the bad deck. Oh man, that is phenomenal.
I like that.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart.
Very fun.
I want to do that. Like random deck. Tell people like do one that's like super taunty, do one that's like super meme, and do one that just it's whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. I like
it. No flipper penguins. A deck full of snow flipper penguins.
All decks need more snow flipper penguins.
Golden ones. It's like my favorite animation. I still love snow flipper penguins.
I'll shutter walk all the time.
Wait. So this is not after hours. What does that mean?
Shutter walk.
I can't. Let's wrap it up.
All right, wait. Am I missing an After Hours podcast that you guys are doing without me?
No, really? You're starting it.
I'm starting it.
All right, gang. That's going to wrap for episode 29 of the Innkeepers podcast. This week, we talked about what these new changes in Hearthstone mean for your tavern. And we did get to tease you a little bit with our upcoming contest that we hope to announce soon once we work out all the details. Aliri, where can people find you online?
Well, you can find me every Tuesday around 10 p.m. Atlantic, which is 9 p.m. Eastern, on the Innkeeper podcast. You can also find me what will probably be on Mondays playing in the United Hearthstone League. Currently 2-0.
Congrats.
Woohoo! It's a little, I don't want to say serious, but it's like I'm now exceeding my expectations.
Hashtag Team O'Leary on Twitter. Use hashtag Team O'Leary on Twitter.
Team O'Leary.
It is. It is a league comprised primarily of Hearthstone podcast personalities, people. So if you are enjoying the Innkeeper podcast, definitely come support. There's 5 more weeks. So 5 more weeks of play typically on Mondays on the United Hearthstone League Twitch. Roots, where can people find you?
They can find me behind curtain number 3.
Ding. Wait, no, what was it? Dingle, dingle?
Dingle, dingle, dingle.
Dingle, dingle. You can find me about every week over at Hearthcast.com. It's a show about the Blizzard universe. You can also find me here on the Innkeepers podcast every, Tuesday nights. And I'll tell you what, Monday night, if you want to see the bluer side of Root, go check out, just search for P-O-P-K or Pain or Painkilla. We do it Facebook Live. If we're not shut down by next week, we should still be there.
So, is this the one you get in trouble?
Oh, yeah. Yep. The latest is awesome. We got a global takedown notice. This is, you know, we yeah, it was great.
What
oh, yeah.
Show?
I know. What is the show?
Yeah. It's like, what are you guys doing?
Oh, this is
now I need to find out.
Well, I don't intrigued. Know. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure it's a lot of fun, but I am very intrigued how that's all happening like that.
Sure. It's a lot of fun. So it is not geek related whatsoever. Every so often I might slip and talk geek, but most of the time it's just talking weird news and weird stuff, and it's great. It's a lot of fun. It's a very diverse podcast, so go check that out. Mr. Avantes, where can people find you besides here on the Innkeeper podcast every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Central Eastern Time? Central Eastern.
They can find me on the Twitterverse at Avantes HS, or every Wednesday night on Twitch doing Hero Power, a Hearthstone podcast with my co-hosts Versica and Zerotio on... at 7:30 p.m. Eastern.
Central Eastern.
Yeah, Central Eastern. As if time zones are not hard enough for some people.
It's Florida. We don't know what we're doing. It's going to be Atlantic time zone pretty soon.
That's right, yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for me. Don't forget that, as always, if you are not already a member of the Innkeeper Discord, what are you doing? It's easy, and it's free, and lots of great people from all over the globe are just waiting to help you give you ideas for your personal events. So
yeah, we had like four or five of them come across the show tonight, and that's just right. a sample of what you get on a daily basis on our Discord server.
That's right.
Yeah, so, I was actually just looking at the pictures that Root mentioned would be in the event pictures channel, so I see some from Root's event, some from Annie's event, and then I scroll up just above that, and we have pictures from Raphael from Lübeck in Germany. So it really is a global kind of influence and community where you can see what other people are doing and the cool, fun stuff. And kind of, as we've mentioned before, if you're having trouble on site trying to set up your fireside, like so many people of old time zones are there to help as well.
Your cat's about to get in trouble, Avantes.
I know, I see him.
What's he doing? Where's the kitty?
I was like, what is that?
Back over here on this bookshelf.
Out of arm's reach.
All right, but if you haven't joined the Innkeeper Discord, you can do so by going to bit.ly/HSInnkeepers. And to find all of these awesome resources that we've talked about, you can find those at hsinkeepers.com. And you can also check out Blizzard's official resources, which are located at resources.firesidegatherings.com. And as we close the show this week, as always, we want to thank all of you for joining us live in the chat. And we want to thank all of you who listen at home. And we'll see you all again next week.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the HS Innkeepers podcast. For legendary resources and more, go to hsinnkeepers.com. Schwinghammer.
Every week, never fails.